Question or comment? Huh. Could be a Verizon false alarm, isn't it? The FBI learned last year that Hassan's... let's back up. The doctors who saw Hassan's medical training had discussed at a meeting concerns about Hassan's overly zealous religious views. Overly zealous religious views. We're going to take another call. Let's see if these people can stay with us. Thank you for calling 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment?
Why is the Obama administration stonewalling an investigation of this alleged murderer when evidently, I mean, he's shooting 51 people? If that's not a terrorist attack, I don't know. I guess if the police pull you over and you have the Constitution or demand your constitutional rights, you go on some sort of list as a potential terrorist, like those pigs that the federal government claimed if we announce we're a constitutionalist. However, you can allegedly shoot 51 people and Obama blocks that investigation? What is wrong with this country that there's not an uprising, an uproar? What is going on?
Hey, you're talking about the congressional investigation.
Absolutely.
Well, actually, I agree with him blocking it on a constitutional basis.
Okay? Why do you agree with that?
Because it's an executive branch function. It's the job because the executive branch is the investigative policing branch of the government, not the legislature.
Well, where do you see that at?
It's in the Constitution.
Really? So Congress doesn't have the authority to convene hearings to pass laws?
Well, they can convene hearings to pass laws. That's their prerogative. But they don't have the prerogative to go intrude upon the executive branch's the king's prerogative of taking care of one. It's a military situation. Yes, Congress makes laws with regard to the military.
I don't see how that's intruding since Congress funds the military, and they ultimately are in control of the military.
Well, why don't we have the judicial branch making laws? Why don't we have the judicial branch making an inquiry into things that are happening on military branch?
Congress needs to investigate why there was a breakdown. Why evidently someone with a particular religious viewpoint is killing people.
Well, is there...
How did that happen? Congress needs to look at that system.
Well, there's an...
Only Congress can do it.
Well, watch this. Is there been any accusations that the Inspector General is completely incompetent?
He isn't completely incompetent.
What's happened is you're getting caught up in the entertainment frenzy. There's a mechanism for government that ought to work, whether like not you like who is the president. There's a function of government that has to be protected.
Going on in this country.
What's that?
There is no mechanism. There is no law. There is no law. There's no mechanism. There's nothing. There's a total breakdown. We have anarchy.
No, there's an inspector general that has got authority and jurisdiction over looking into these cases.
Sure, but if I'm a congressman, I certainly can convene a panel and call witnesses in the military to determine what the heck is going on that this was allowed to happen.
Oh, certainly you can.
That your shrink allegedly shot 51 people. I want to know about your system because we may have to change it.
Well, they can do that. The president can't block what Congress does. Whether they show up to the meeting is a whole different issue.
I understand that, but he's attempting to block it through political means.
Well,
I mean, I think this president should be impeached over this.
Well, political means is political means. Political means is fluff. If they bend to political means, they bend to political means.
But I don't see where the Constitution forbids the Congress from investigating this.
Okay. It's a good read. Is reading Nixon, actually United States versus Nixon, and it comes up with this discussion regarding the powers of Congress to give investigations and for the different branches to find information out from the other branch and take actions and things like that. What it is it's a pretty long discussion. So I would just say, don't get spun up by the passion for the moment. And you want, can I tell you what? I'd rather have Congress actually doing what their job is, and their job isn't to institute medical martial law. But it's just... I would say that most likely I think it's appropriate to have hearings or investigations and things like that. And it's appropriate for the executive branch to maintain his autonomy as a branch of the government. So I think you're protecting the Constitution.
They're too busy wanting to investigate why they should control radio and reinstitute a stupid fairness, so-called fairness doctrine. That's what they're too busy doing when they should be concerned about what the military's up to.
Well,
this whole military. Every single branch, the entire system needs to be relooked at. The entire system from top to bottom.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Good call. Hey, guys, that was an interesting call. Appreciate that call. That was good. Something to think about. But I will tell you, rather than to get spun up too much into the frenzy, is to stop and think about what is the role of various branches. You're going to see back in the Bush administration, there were times when Congress was calling for Condoleezza Rice to come have a talk with Congress. And there was some stonewalling in that case as well. I think some of it was appropriate and some wasn't. And go back to Marbury versus Madison, right? Go back to that point. That started because the executive branch didn't appoint somebody into a judgeship after Congress came up with his plan to have somebody become a particular judge. And for political reasons or whatever it is, the executive branch, Madison, didn't, I guess he was, Madison was the Secretary of State. I'm going to have to go reread the case. But these judges or somebody, I can't remember whether he was already president or not, whatever, somebody could correct me on that. But the point was they were trying to get the executive branch to do something, notwithstanding whether Congress, you know, Congress was upset because the president would and his executive departments would not respond to what Congress asked them to do. Went before the U.S. Supreme Court. Separate branch, third branch, and they say we can't judge between your dispute. We have no jurisdiction. It's not in the Constitution. So, and there was some question over what the boundaries are and the autonomy of the separate branches. It's a check and balance. It is ambition competing against ambition. So at that point, it is a political question. If you think the president should be doing something about Mr. Hassan, then you're going to have to hold him accountable in 2012. If you think Congress should be doing something about the military to restructure it, you have an opportunity to hold them accountable in 2010. And that's what you can do. You can vote them out. It may be, and they may have some influence on things that matters. Would be really nice if somebody would go into Congress and really look at the structure of government. What is Congress, what have they been doing? What has the executive branch been doing with our money system by fiat over the last many years? Are they operating within constitutional boundaries? That's what I'd like to see somebody go into Congress and do. We shouldn't be doing that. They should, huh? But if they're not, we've got to hold them accountable. Hey, keep tuning in to this Frank Talk 104.3 FM. Check me out on my website, faithfreedoms.org. You can give us a call. We come back, 888-850-1872.